an intro in the style of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, except it's Homer.
Good evening. I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey.
Homer, did you just call everyone chicken?
No. I swear on this Bible.
That's not a Bible. That's a book of carpet samples.
Ooh, fuzzy.
The Simpsons Halloween Special 3. A dark, stormy night. At Springfield Cemetery, the gates are swinging open on their hinges. A headstone with American workmanship engraved on it crumbles. The Simpsons family of skeletons take their place in front of the TV. Created by Bat Groening, developed by James Hell Brooks, Matt Merchandising Groening, and somewhat shocking Sam Simon. A Halloween party.
Behold mighty Caesar in all his glory!
I am Calliope, the muse of heroic poetry!
No kidding!
Stupid party. Wish we was trick-or-treating.
Now, Bart, you can find just as much horror around the house. Now, you children may not know it, but there was once an evil witch, and she died a horrible death. These are her eyes.
Ew!
And this is her hair.
Ew!
And these are her brains.
Ew! Yo, Mom, we haven't got the eyeballs yet.
Homer, you're ruining it.
Yeah, well, it was an evil game.
Well, now we need another Halloween activity. Does anyone know a ghost story?
I do. It's the story of a boy and his doll.
That's not so scary.
A doll from hell.
I'm gonna go to the store. Happy birthday, Bart!
Thanks, Grandpa.
Where'd you get all the money?
The government. I didn't earn it. I don't need it. But if they miss one payment, I'll raise hell.
Hey, Homer, where's your present?
Don't worry, son. I forgot to get you a present. But I swear on my father's grave, hey, I will get you one now.
The House of Evil, your one-stop evil shop.
Do you sell toys?
We sell forbidden objects from places men fear to tread. We also sell frozen yogurt, which I call Frogurt.
Well, I need something for my son's birthday.
Perhaps this will please the gentleman.
He takes down a Krusty the Clown doll from a shelf.
Take this object, but beware, it carries a terrible curse.
Ooh, that's bad.
But it comes with a free Frogurt.
That's good.
The Frogurt is also cursed.
That's bad.
But you get your choice of topping.
That's good.
The toppings contain potassium benzoate. That's bad.
Can I go now? Happy birthday, son.
Great, Caesar's ghost, a talking Krusty doll.
I'm Krusty the Clown, and I love you very much.
Oh, Dad, this is the best birthday I've ever had.
That doll is evil, I tells ya. Evil! Evil!
Grandpa, you said that about all the presents.
I just want attention.
And in environmental news, scientists have announced that Springfield's air is now only dangerous to children and the elderly.
Woohoo!
I'm Krusty the Clown, and I don't like you. I'm Krusty the Clown, and I'm going to kill you.
Didn't even pull the string that time.
I said I'm going to kill you. You, Homer Simpson!
Oh, yeah? With what?
The doll produces a knife.
Homer, what's wrong?
That doll tried to kill me.
I'd say that the pressure's finally gotten to Dad, but what pressure?
Don't leave me alone with him!
He points to the cord and Homer pulls it.
My baloney has a first name, it's H-O-M-E-R. My baloney has a second name, it's H-O-M-E-R. Oh,
The Krusty Doll leaps out of the bathwater with a harpoon and chases Homer.
There goes the last lingering thread of my heterosexuality.
Hey, baby, get comfortable. Relax. It's a little hot for that cheerleader outfit, don't you think?
Homer grabs the doll and throws it into a sack.
You think your dirty socks can stop me? Well, they are making me dizzy.
Homer chains up a suitcase with the sack inside it. Homer drops the case into a bottomless pit.
Goodbye, Dolly.
Arrivederci, Vito.
I was a fool to think anyone would want nude photos of Whoopi Goldberg. What the?
And that is that.
Guess who, fat boy?
Marge, Marge, look!
Oh, my God!
The doll's trying to kill me and the toaster's been laughing at me. Ew, dog water.
Your doll is trying to kill my husband. Yes, I'll hold. Everybody loves a clown, so
why don't you? A workman arrives just as the doll's strangling Homer.
Yep, here's your problem. Someone set this thing to evil.
I love you, Homer.
Come here, you.
Here you go, buddy.
Did you walk the dog?
Yeah, he buried me a couple of times.
Yeah, dogs like to bury old junk.
Yeah, you stupid idiot. Oh, what a day. Homer made me give him a sponge bath. Ugh. But coming home to you makes it all worthwhile. Mwah! Oh, here, let me get that for you.
So then his wife comes through the door.
So?
Did I mention she was dead?
No.
Well, she was. And she hit him in the head with a golf club.
And?
Don't you remember? He went golfing all the time and it really bugged her.
You said he went bowling.
No! Oh, Homer! I've coughed up scarier stuff than that.
Grandpa, why don't you tell us a story? You've led an interesting life.
That's a lie and you know it. But I have seen a lot of movies.
In black and white, King Homer.
My name is Marge Bouvier. I'm here about your Anne. Single white female wanted for mysterious expedition. Must like monkeys. Non-smoker preferred.
Well, you'd be a welcome change of pace from the rest of these crude and uncouth sailors.
Arr!
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 What do you think, Smithies?
I think women and seamen don't mix.
We know what you think. Young lady, you're hired.
The crew are watching Marge sunbathing.
Hey, I heard we're going to Ape Island.
Yeah, to capture a giant ape. I wish we were going to Candy Apple Island.
Candy Apple Island? What do they got there?
Apes, but they're not so big.
Homer, Homer, Homer.
Hey, who's this Homer dude?
He's either a 50-foot prehistoric ape or a tourist trap concocted by the Ape Island JCs. Either way, we're going ashore.
Am I going too?
Of course. We wouldn't think of going without the bait. That is, the bait thing beauty, the bathing beauty. I covered that up pretty well. Just try to remain inconspicuous.
The woman will make a good sacrifice.
What's he saying?
We wouldn't dream of sacrificing the blue-haired woman.
Oh, well, isn't that... Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
Marge's wrists are tied to two posts. Homer the giant ape's punching a dinosaur-like creature. The giant ape comes face to face with a terrified Marge.
This is a golden opportunity. If we get him alive, we can put him on Broadway. Dead, we'll sell monkey stew to the army.
You keep your hands to yourself, mister.
The ape sniffs her hair.
Now we don't want to kill him. Shoot him around the groin and belly.
Hey, Homer, cut it out. Come on, quit eating me. Ow! Nice shot, Carl.
No!
All right, you big ape. Get a snootful of this gas bomb. I was strolling through the gas one day.
Smithers throws a gas bomb at King Homer, who slumps to the ground, asleep.
Nice work, Smithers. When we get back, I am giving you a raise. Oh, well.
A sign on a theater reads, King Homer, 8th Wonder of the World, plus the chubbiest kick line in town.
What kind of show you got for us, Mr. Burns?
Well, the ape's going to stand around for 3 hours or so. Then we'll close with the ethnic comedy of Dugan and Dershowitz.
Sensational!
Ladies and gentlemen, in his native land, he was a king. But he comes before you in chains for your own amusement. Presenting Homer, the 8th Wonder of the World!
Wow! Look at the size of that platform!
The press pack walk on stage and King Homer struggles as the flashbulbs pop.
I think you're making him angry.
Come on, what's he gonna do, run amok in downtown Springfield?
King Homer breaks free from his shackles. He squashes a reporter under his foot and thumps his chest.
Hey, monkey, you want a peanut? I said one!
The reporter kicks the ape's foot.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's sweet trip to...
King Homer watches her for a moment, then picks her up and eats her.
I'm dreading the reviews, I can tell you that.
Oh, hi, homie.
The ape reaches into the apartment window and grabs her. Then he's climbing up the Empire State Building, carrying Marge in one hand.
Be sure taking his sweet time.
Better refuel.
You know, you look a little flushed. Maybe you should eat more vegetables and less people.
He collapses to the ground, but he's only climbed 3 floors.
He's not dead!
No, but his career is. I remember when Al Jolson ran amok at the Winter Garden and climbed the Chrysler Building. After that, he couldn't get arrested in this town.
Don't worry, homie. I'll take care of you.
A headline reads, Woman Weds Ape.
Are you with the bride or groom? Right this way.
Folks, if you could just stop cleaning each other for a second.
Wait, Marge. I can't find your father.
King Homer's eaten him.
Oh, Homer. Now, kids, instead of candy, I thought I'd serve an array of healthy, fresh fruits. Fruit is nature's candy. Whoa!
A headless man bursts in.
Hey, hi, fellow Halloweenies. Did I scaredly dare you?
Darn it!
Nice try, Mr. Flanders, but I've got a story so scary you'll wet your pants.
Too late.
Dial Z for zombies.
From A Apple to Z Zebra, Baby's First Pop-Up Book is 26 pages of alphabetic adventure.
Bart, you mean to tell me you read a book intended for preschoolers?
Well, most of it.
You have to read another book.
find Waldo yet again. Man, he's just not trying anymore. Gee, never noticed that before.
The occult section of the library. Bart makes his way in, carrying a candle to light the darkness. A book of spells floats off the shelf and bashes him on the head.
Ow! What's this? Chapter 8, let's talk zombies. If a zombie bites you, you become a zombie. You must walk the earth feeding on the brains of the living until the spell is broken.
Bart, please. Don't you remember that Snowball 1 died 4 years ago tonight? Run over by the mayor's beer-swilling brother, Clovis.
Hey, maybe there's a spell in here that'll bring her back from the dead. Let's see what we've got. How to get your skeletons their whitest, selling your soul in a buyer's market. Ah, here we are. How to raise the dead.
Next to Springfield Cemetery, the Pet Cemetery. Amongst the pet headstones, Bart and Lisa are standing at the grave of Snowball One.
Cullen, Rayburn, Nars, Trebek. Zabar, Kresge, Kaldor, Walmart!
Corpses are rising from the cemetery next door.
It's not working. Bart, cast the wrong spell! Zombies!
Please, Lise, they prefer to be called the living impaired.
There! Pretty as a picture! Ah! Zombies! There! Pretty as a picture!
Now the zombies are walking up the street to Ned's house.
Well, howdy, strangers. What can I do you for?
Brains.
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 Why, Sue Dokes, you rascal. I thought you were dead and...
Dad, we did something very bad.
Did you wreck the car?
No.
Did you raise the dead?
Yes.
But the car's okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, then.
Martin Prince, report to my office at once.
And bring that big, juicy chess club brain of yours along with you.
Hey, kids. Look what you can win in the Krusty Sweepstakes.
Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
To enter, send me your parents' brains. All right, parents' brains on a 3x5 card and send it to...
Homer, did you barricade the door?
Why? Oh, the zombies. No.
Spare my family. Take me. Take me.
The zombies tap Homer's head, then head off, leaving him.
Brains!
I thought dabbling in the black arts would be good for a chuckle. How wrong I was. I should have never read that book.
Wait, Bart! Maybe the library has another book that'll reverse the spell!
It's our only hope!
To the book depository!
Hey, Simpson, I'm feeling a mite peckish. Mind if I chew your ear?
Dad, you killed the zombie Flanders!
He was a zombie?
KZMB, all zombie radio.
Aliens.
The zombies have the earthlings on the run.
Soon the human race will wither and fall, like the earth plums we have seen on the observerscope. Oh, careful. Not the face.
Homer and his family dash into Springfield Elementary. As zombies approach them, Homer blasts them with his shotgun as they hurry to the occult section.
Barney, not you too!
I'm not a zombie, but hey, when in Rome... Wow, George Washington!
Take that, Washington! Eat lead, Einstein! Show's over, Shakespeare!
Is this the end of zombie Shakespeare?
In the occult section.
Hurry, Bart!
Call Belichick, Mannix, Banachek, Dano.
What's wrong?
I never realized what a beautiful young woman you've become. Ah, Trojan, Ramses, Magnum, Sheik!
Bright neon circles envelop Springfield and the zombies obediently return to their graves.
See you in hell.
Still pushing that boulder?
Uh-huh. Excuse me, I'm John Smith.
John Smith, 1882.
My mistake. The zombies that plagued our town are now just corpses rotting in our streets.
Yay!
Well, I'm sure glad we didn't turn into mindless zombies.
Shh! TV!
Man, fall down. Funny.